Well, ladies and gentlemen, my beloved University of Florida Fighting Gators have won the national championship. In what category, you ask? All of them. Hi, everybody. I'm Bill Whittle here with Steve Green and Scott Ott. And ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you, this is something that makes me very happy. I graduated, well, I didn't graduate, but I stopped attending the University of Florida in 1982 after 3 years, 7 years of college down the drain. And I've been a big follower of Gator football since then. All universities across America have been going down the toilet, and the University of Florida seemed to be one of them as well. But actually, this made me certainly as proud as I've been since we won the last couple of football national championships. In regard to the protests that have been spreading across the country regarding the Palestinian issue and places like Columbia and other universities kowtowing and bowing and kissing the butts of the people who are calling for more lawlessness and so on, the University of Florida issued a statement that is so perfect and so unbelievably retro that I have to read it to you its entirety. Sit down. You're going to just love this. And I'm so happy it's got a UF letterhead on it.
Do I need to pour myself a scotch first?
Please enjoy it as much as you can. So this is what the University of Florida sent out as a memo regarding campus demonstrations. Allowable activities, speech, expressing viewpoints, holding signs in hands. Prohibitive items and activities, no amplified sound, no demonstrations inside buildings, no littering, no sleeping, no unmanned signs, no blocking egress, no building structures, chairs, stakes, benches, tables, no camping, including tents, sleeping bags, pillows, etc., no disruption, no threats, no violence, no weapons, or any other items and or activities deemed to be non-compliant with policy and regulations by university officials. And here we go. Consequences for non-compliance. There's that word, consequences. Mm. Individuals found responsible for engaging in prohibitive activities will be trespassed from campus. Students will receive a 3-year trespass and suspension. Employees will be trespassed and separated from employment. That's kind of a That's almost kind of like a Hogwarts flourish on the end of this magical declaration, separated from employment. Steve, I think I could sum all this up with just that one word that just leapt out of me from the pages of this, consequences, consequences. We went on to find out that unlike University Columbia and other universities that set rigid deadlines, at which point that's it.
They cave.
Time's up.
Yeah.
They just keep caving. This is what we found out happened at my beloved University of Florida. There was a statement issued and it said this. This is not complicated. The University of Florida is not a daycare and we do not treat protesters like children. They knew the rules, they broke the rules, and they'll face the consequences. For many days, we have patiently told protesters, many of whom are outside agitators, that they were able to exercise their right to free speech and free assembly, and we also told them that clearly prohibited activities would result in a trespassing order from UPD, that'd be University Police Department, barring them from all university properties for 3 years, and an interim suspension from the university. For days, UPD patiently and consistently reiterated the rules. Today, individuals who refused to comply were arrested after UPD gave multiple warnings and multiple opportunities to comply. They were arrested after given warnings because somebody at the university said, if A, then B. They went ahead and did the A, and then miraculously, the university went ahead and did the B.
Yeah, the only fault I find in that report at all is they got multiple warnings.
Yeah, yeah.
Other than that, it's perfect. In fact, later this week, Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to sign legislation changing Florida's nickname from the Sunshine State to the Fool Around and Find Out State. And
I love it.
They need it right there on the flag. F-A-F-O. This is what I love about Florida. I mean, Florida is fun to make fun of because the state has this beautiful sunshine law, which means all public records are public. And that's why you get all those crazy Florida Man stories. And I collate them every week, and I write a Florida Man Friday column, and it's a lot of fun. But that is only part of the picture. That these last, I guess, 6 years now with solid Republican leadership, not solid Republican leadership, proactive leadership from Governor Ron DeSantis in consequences, in consequences has made such a difference. In fact, there was a story I just wrote about this morning. It was lovely. It's another, maybe you've come across this already. It's more police body cam footage. Although this time it's not a, 20-something Gen Zer screeching that you don't have the right to arrest me during, a drunk driving stop. It's this nice, soft-spoken 62-year-old man. It's actually from New York. He's from Syracuse. And he and his wife have a vacation place in one of the Keys. I forget which one. And he was caught on video 2 days prior to his arrest keying a Toyota Tundra in a Winn-Dixie parking lot because it had a Let's Go Brandon bumper sticker on it. And the body cam footage is great because, the way they train the police into speaking during these arrests is just spot on perfect. It's really almost comic.
Yeah, use your dad voice kind of thing.
Exactly. Very calm, just matter of fact, and this is how it's going to be. First, he reads the guy his Miranda rights, and then he runs him through the questions, making sure he understands his Miranda rights, and asks him, do you remember going to Winn-Dixie two nights ago? And the guy says, yeah, I was getting some key lime pie and whatever the heck the other thing was. And do you remember what happened when you left the store? And do you remember walking past a truck? And he said, yeah, I keyed the truck. He just admitted it. He took the L like a man. But Florida is not messing around. This guy fooled around. Now he's going to find out. The truck owner is pressing charges. It turned out the guy caused between $3,000 and $6,000 worth of damage to the paint job on this Toyota Tundra. The guy is pressing charges.
Good.
The New York guy was arrested, spent the night in jail with no bond, and he's apparently being prosecuted with a third-degree felony that is worth up to a $5,000 fine and up to, I think it's 5 years in jail. So this is not messing around. Well, guess what? I think Florida is going to be the kind of state where, unlike other blue states or blue cities I could mention, you can have a political bumper sticker on your car without fear of being defaced, because there is prosecution of criminal acts. Prosecution of criminal acts. It works. And I'm not go in there and crack skulls guy, although I think I would to these pro-Hamas groups because they're pro-genocide. Crack their skulls. Maybe they'll wake up. But the simple act of fairly enforcing fair laws is a lost art that has been returned to Florida.
I've been following your Florida Man series since we've known each other. And, up until recently, Florida Man was a guy in his, in his early 30s with a receding hairline, pot belly, tan, wearing shorts, who basically has got a rattlesnake attached to his wrist and says he's really good with animals, as they take him into the medevac helicopter, which I saw with my own eyes when I was at the University of Florida. But I'll tell you, Steve, if Florida keeps this up, pretty soon we're going to be referring to people like, Florida Man's going to be like, Audie Murphy and George Bailey.
Right.
It's going to be like, yeah, a whole different definition. Scott, I've got something to play for you here real quick. This sort of idea of holding people responsible and the idea that students are somehow immune to this actually has a precedent. Thank you. A precedent who became a president. Take a look at this from back in the 60s, I think. And it's Ronald Reagan, and he's basically saying, well, somebody says, why did you arrest these people? And he says, these people knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing when they were taking over the campus. So it's basically Reagan being Reagan, right?
God, I miss him.
So Ronald Reagan was morally clear enough to know that there are things that are right and they're wrong. And if you do something wrong, you don't get the pass. You can make a pretty compelling case that everything that has happened to the destruction of liberties in this country can be traced back to when these university students overtook the Yale Law Library by force. And instead of having the National Guard, whoever, or policemen come in and throw them out, the university officials just backed down. From that point forward, it's been a question of whoever can find the most obnoxious, illegal, aggressive behavior and scream the loudest will get their way. And that tide may be turning, at least in the Sunshine State.
And I think there's a lie being fostered by the administrators of universities who believe that somehow by tolerating this kind of violence. I mean, I saw footage at Columbia where they were barricading doors with furniture, and this guy, you know, was trying to get a table up against a door and it wasn't working, so he just kind of threw it aside. It's university property. Another guy had a hammer and he was pounding the glass out of a doorway that had a bunch of little panes of glass. I mean, they're destroying property. They're you know, trashing up the campus. They're occluding walkways and blocking things. And I think the administrators think they'll be perceived as magnanimous and treating people with dignity, respect, and freedom. But in fact, their job is to help these young people become adults. And in the adult world, you don't get to do stuff like that. That's not behavior that is countenanced. And so if you want to protest, you can do that. If I have an objection against my employer or the local Walmart, I can register my objection. I can go talk to somebody. I can stand outside the store and hold up a sign. I can't step in front of the lady who's trying to walk into the Walmart and keep her from getting in there. I can't,
exactly.
I can't live on the sidewalk in front of the Walmart. That's private property. I don't get the option to do that. And think about all the students who are not participating in these. Not only the Jewish students who may feel some implicit, at the very least, threat to their own safety, but all the other students who are just trying to get through the school year and perhaps graduate. These are people, I mean, let's say University of Florida, this is probably way off, but let's say they're charging $50,000 a year, kids spending $50,000 a year to go to this. That's $250 a day. Every day you can't go to classes is costing you $250. You paid for that education, and some other kid who doesn't care shouldn't be able to ruin your experience. So I feel for all those kids who are trying to get an actual education. When I was in college, there were protests on the Penn State campus against the South Africa situation at that time, to end apartheid. And there was this little village made up of, you know, cardboard and stuff like that, and people kind of camped out on the mall. I remember it happening, and I actually went to a meeting because a friend of mine was part of it. I went to a meeting of the Students for Justice in South Africa, and it didn't seem like a very well-organized group, but they were well-meaning, and I don't remember any violence. I don't remember anything, you know, anybody being abused or blocked and stuff like that. And I thought, okay, well, it seems stupid to me, but it's not offensive. It's not hurting anybody. This is not only stupid because it's going to hurt the cause. I mean, you show up in your Yasser Arafat headdress and start hammering out a window in a school building, that's not going to endear your cause to the American public.
Well, I saw the story earlier today before we recorded it, and I'm still a little giddy about it. I was always hoping that some university somewhere would come along with something like this, but I never dreamed that it would be something so forceful, so morally clear. Here's what's allowed. Free speech is allowed. Demonstrations are allowed. Holding up signs is allowed. Here's what's not allowed. Amplified noise, blocking entrances to buildings, threatening people, violence, boom, 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 boom. Crystal clear. And then a 3-year suspension from the university, or 3 years trespassing and suspension. If you're a professor, a lot of these people at these campuses in California and in Columbia have their professors standing out there in line, arms linked together, talking about how so proud we are to be your professors for standing up against this great injustice. So they're right. We know where this stuff is coming from. That such a statement with such clarity and actual consequences would happen at all makes me happy. But the fact that they came from the University of Florida, go Gators, makes me even more delirious. I may have to go back there and visit and do some sort of victory lap around the building and walk through walk underneath Century Tower and do all those other things I've been wanting to do for a long, old time. For Steve Green and Scott Ott, I'm Bill Whittle. Go Gators, and we'll see you next time right here on Right Angle.